Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're 3 weeks in, and we need a seatbelt. This is seatbelt football. It's been a roller coaster. I mean, up and down, safety. I mean, good God, what didn't that have yesterday? And they escaped 60-15.
It didn't have two prolific offenses. It didn't have a team with a running game.
hey, look at that.
You want to know what else?
They're 3-0, Jack, and a fourth in. There's so much to get to, but Steiny, I got to tell you, sometimes coaches have the guts of cat burglars, and sometimes coaches tuck their tail. But for the Niners on a big 4th-and-2 to go up top, Kyle, to Ricky Pearsall, and have him catch a 34-yarder, I just was not expecting that. And that helped them get a dub. They are 3-0. Steiny, this is shaping up to me. This is my biggest takeaway of the best coaching job of any manager coach in the Bay since I've been watching sports. It's early. It's three But it has the
–
listen.
3 days?
No.
3 games?
With what you're without.
3 games?
With what – and Bosa
settle
news,
down.
Even if it's bad news. I'm like,
settle.
Okay, I got to see him without
settle.
Whoever. Like,
better
that's the
Bill
takeaway.
Walsh?
That's the – tell me when Bill was missing all this. It just seems like there's a theme of this team, this man, these coaches – just plug and play and wake me up when it catches up to him. And I know this is not good. I get it. Bosa goes out first quarter. But damn it, they're 3-0. And they're 3-0 missing everybody. It just youngster step up. Veteran step up. Dude, you just got in town. Kendrick Bourne stepping up. That's all. I can't ignore that. That's all, Steiny.
Yep. Very early in the season.
Right.
Very early in the season.
I'm with you there.
The reality to me is that they're 3-0, and the reason they're 3-0 is because there are 5 or 6 plays every game that have determined whether they win or lose, and they've made them. They've made those plays, and last year they didn't make those plays. I don't necessarily think I don't think they necessarily played 12 great quarters of football, but every time they've needed something to happen on offense or defense, it's happened.
Yes.
And they've gotten stops when they need to have gotten stops. They've made plays when they need to make plays. I'm just not, you know, at this point.
And neither am I, though. Give me that. Well, Steiny. I think I know where you're going.
Shanahan's started one of the greatest coaching jobs in the history
He's
of the Bay
He's in the process
area.
Through 3 weeks.
That's not, we're 16%
okay,
through the
but
season.
I'm saying we're talking about through 3 weeks with what they don't have at their disposal. Yet, like, I can't come in here and stylistically say, oh, this was wrong, that was wrong, and nothing's perfect. I'm just blown away what you just said. They are over, they're Martin Luther King at the right time.
And that's why I don't think I can't come in here and today.
You didn't have to. I'm saying it. You know, I'm just, you can give me your take. I'm saying it.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, you just went against it, so you do know what I'm saying. I say he's in the midst, Kyle and Robert Saleh, of one of the greatest coaching jobs in the NFL we season.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, fine. We're three games in.
And what's the record? And
you're willing
what's
to...
What's the record?
No, see, I wanted
what's
to come in here. I wanted to come in here today and praise the 49ers.
You can still do it.
No, I didn't realize we were seeing something...
You're just
historic.
A wet towel, man. No,
dude,
you are.
Dude, it's like they've
giving you
my
thoughts on the game. You can still do what you want to do.
Okay.
Why are you so reactionary?
Because
who cares what I say? These are my thoughts.
Because your hyperbole is just crazy.
Okay, so where's yours?
They've won three really tight games. I just tried to say they've made every play that they've needed to make.
Why are you acting like it's hemorrhoids?
Because I don't think it's the time to say that.
So you don't think Kyle's doing a great job through three games with what they don't have?
I don't.
You're being a hater if you say yes.
Guru, what you just said was that Kyle Shanahan through three games is in the midst of his great...
I believe that with Robert Saleh and this young defense.
Okay.
How does that get you in a bad mood?
It doesn't get me in a bad
mood.
Well,
it seems like it.
Well, it's just hyperbole that means nothing.
Oh, so the youngsters aren't growing up right in front of your eyes
through 3 weeks? Is this a better job than Steve Kerr?
We're not all the way done.
Right,
through 3 weeks.
Why would you say that?
This young defense is playing their ass off.
Sure.
Am I wrong?
Okay.
I'm asking you, Michael Williams, am I wrong?
It's almost like you woke up today and say 3-0 is not good enough. I have to say something crazy, so I'll say that Kyle Shanahan.
Stani, you're
through
tired,
three
man.
Games,
you're just tired.
Dude,
you're just tired.
They're playing.
You
well,
are not the police of my thoughts.
God.
Share with us what you saw. I don't know why my excitement on what I'm seeing. You got to take it all the way to Canada
because you
God,
know
don't
how.
Get, dude, the team's off to a 3-0 start. They're missing everybody, and I'm giving kudos to the coaching staff through three games and this young defense that Robert Saleh fixed it with Swiss. Jeez, what is so ludicrous to you about that? It's my energy. I know what it is. It's my energy.
No, it's...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Well, if you're going to ask, then will you listen or will you talk over
I'm listening.
The 49ers are 3-0. They're having a great year. They've won three tight games. You know how I am about words and hyperbole. He's in the middle of the greatest coaching job in Bay Area history. I'm just going to say, okay, if that's what you're saying, three games in, all right. I think they're doing a nice job. I think he's off to a nice start. I think McCaffrey's gritty. I think Mac Jones has done all those things. But I'm just pump the brakes on the greatest coaching job in Bay Area history.
I'm not.
Okay, you don't have to. Yeah. But then I don't have to take that seriously after three games.
Well, you don't take anything I say seriously.
I do if it makes some sense.
No,
I mean,
it does make
gracious.
Sense. I know. Are we watching a young defense grow up right before our eyes?
I don't know. We're three games into the season. They've gotten off to a good start.
So you can't give credit for what they've done.
You know what, buddy? I'm not going to say after you know me, Goo. I'm not going
to
say after
And I'm not asking you to.
Well, I'm saying
but
I'm not ready to say. I can't even get a word in, dude.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
But you're stumbling and fumbling.
888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the conversation, greatest coaching job in the history of sports, is that what we're seeing? Like, is that what we want to talk about? We can. I was fully ready to talk about Kyle Shanahan a good start, the 49ers off to a good start, but we're jumping all the way to the greatest coaching job in the history of the Bay Area. All right. They got to go 17-0 for them to do that. That's what I would say. Let's see. Let's talk about the game. Nick Bosa. Hurt.
Now, you have fun with me about that. Listen, I hope Niner fans don't come for me. And I've been thinking about this. Hopefully, he doesn't miss any time. You say I'm Captain Fear, and normally I am. If somebody's hurt or going to miss time, what I'm telling you, partner, is next man up. If Bosa happens to miss some time, nobody wants him to, Stoney. But the bottom line is what I'm seeing from Robert Saleh on the defensive side of the ball and Kyle is next man up. And until I see it prevent them from being in a game and winning a game, I'm going to proceed with, yeah, it stinks, but they've been down Kittle. Bosa leaves the first quarter. It just – Juwan Jennings didn't play. I'm just giving kudos to the Niner coaching staff and mainly the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator of it's not pretty at all. It's not. It's not supposed to with this injury stuff that's going on. But, man, to get out of that game yesterday after you're down after a safety, I mean, man, you're 3-0. Teams are starving for a win. Just look at your TV and all the NFL games yesterday. I'm just focused on that.
Niners go to 3-0. How good is this team?
How good do you think they are?
I think they're good. I don't think they're great.
And I don't think I said that either. I just said with what they're working with, partner, we got to give credit through 3 weeks. That's okay.
If that's what you would have said, I wouldn't have reacted the way I reacted. But you said that Kyle Shanahan was in the middle of the greatest coaching job in the Bay Area that we've seen in forever. And I'm like, all right, let's just pump the brakes. Like, I can't go anywhere with that.
Yeah.
Then they're going to go 17-0.
And I didn't say 17-0. And I said through 3 weeks, I can't ignore that. Especially what Robert Saleh's doing, too, with his young defense growing right before. Upton Stout, the play of the game, to me, Stoney, there were so many plays of the game. But to make Zay Jones not catch that ball, which would have been night-night and game over, I mean, I got to give them kudos. We're watching them grow, make mistakes, all of them. But yet they get it done, and they withstand, you know what, staring down the barrel of an ale.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What was the best part of that game yesterday, 49er fans? Was it Mac Jones winning his second game? Was it the defense coming up big? They're 3-0. They lead the division. Was it the big drive? Another game-winning drive for the San Francisco 49ers. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.